Lesson 6. Outcomes. Describe the process of attacking fires in Exterior Class A materials. Exterior Class A fires. Exterior fires may occur in stacked and piled materials, small unattached structures, and trash containers. These fires can create a hazard to nearby structures, flammable/combustible storage tanks, parked vehicles, and vegetation. How you extinguish these fires will depend on the type of material involved, the weather, and the type and quantity of extinguishing agent you use. Situational awareness, Exterior Class A fires. As mentioned in Chapter 1, Introduction to the Fire Service and Firefighter Safety, communicating your observations when assigned a task is essential for your safety. The following conditions specific to Class A exterior fires should be observed and communicated. Changes to the configuration of the materials. Changes to firefighter position to the fire based upon changes to fire spread or other factors. Indicators of imminent collapse. Spread of fire to exposures. Wind direction and speed. Effectiveness of fire attack. Stacked and piled materials. Stacked and piled combustible materials can be found around all types of occupancies and in all types of jurisdictions. This includes raw materials such as those found at sawmills, lumberyards, and manufacturing facilities. Bales of used cardboard or pallets near large retail outlets. Bales or large rolls of hay or cotton on farms. Loose flammable materials, such as mulch or fertilizer, at nurseries or garden centers. Miscellaneous and varied materials stored outdoors at residences. The value of these materials varies widely, but the possibility that any portion can be salvaged once a fire starts is small. The greatest danger is to exposures, primarily nearby structures and ground cover. A fire may also spread to the interior of an exposed structure. The goal is to confine the fire to the pile or building of origin. Depending on the material and how involved the fire is, fire streams should be directed at the fire's extreme edge, controlling the spread. Use a straight stream from a distance and then shift to a fog pattern. As the fire is reduced, move the nozzle closer to the stacked material using the fog pattern to protect yourself. Other personnel can use pike poles and hay hooks to break up or pull apart the stacked or piled material so that the stream can reach all the burning material, Figure 14.42. A collapse danger exists when fighting fires in stacked and piled materials. As fire damages the materials low in the stack or pile or as the upper materials become saturated with water, the stack or pile may collapse or fall over. Flying embers may also spread the fire, requiring additional units to perform spark patrol downwind of the fire. For information on attacking a fire in stacked or piled materials, see Skill Sheet 14-8. Class A foam, applied with an educator or through a compressed air foam, CAF system, is very effective for these types of fires. The foam will soak into the materials and coat the ground cover and exposures, preventing fire spread. Small unattached structures. Small unattached structures, storage buildings, sheds, can be found in all jurisdictions, in all shapes. Their age, construction type and material, and value will cover a wide spectrum. Examples of small unattached structures include, but not limited to, storage sheds, outhouses, pump houses, bath houses, fishing houses, ice houses. NFPA does not define what constitutes a small structure, only that such a fire should be attacked from the exterior. Like stacked and piled materials, unless there is some compelling reason to try to save the structure, the primary mission is to prevent fire spread to exposures and then extinguish the fire. Class A foam and fog streams can be very effective for exposure protection, advancing close to the fire, and extinguishment. Because small structures are generally used for storage of household materials, you should assume that chemicals, flammable/combustible liquids, explosives, or illegal materials may be inside the building, Figure 14.43. The volume of smoke and fire, as well as the color of the smoke, can provide an indication of the primary materials that are on fire. Apply a straight stream from the exterior to extinguish most fires. If there is any question of the hazard, protect exposures, prevent fire spread, and allow the structure to self-extinguish. For information on attacking a fire in a small unattached structure, see Skill Sheet 14-9. Trash Container Fires. Trash containers may be as small as a garbage can or a dumpster. Toxic products of combustion will be present in trash container fires of all types, so full PPE and SCBA should be worn when attacking any trash container fire, Figure 14.44. The refuse may include hazardous materials or plastics that emit highly toxic smoke and gases, aerosol cans and batteries that may explode when exposed to heat, biological waste in marked or unmarked containers. Once the fire has been controlled, it may be possible to use standard overhaul techniques to complete the extinguishment. However, it may help to attack the fire using Class A foam. In some departments, it is SOP to use a master stream to flood the container with water to drown any fire that may be hidden. However, this technique can present containment problems if the water used to fill the container becomes contaminated with a hazardous substance. Extinguishment of fire in a trash container is described in more detail in Skill Sheet 14-10.